stay in the promotion right now?
Nah, not really. I mean, we got blown out. Simple as that. Everybody contributed. Didn't come ready to play. From the first to the last snap, it wasn't pretty.
What's this emphasis? Turnovers earlier in the week with this team that didn't seem to take today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they've been preaching it all week, turnovers, and one guy calls four, has six total. I mean, you can't win against a good team like that, turning the ball over that many times, so it's tough.
Did he do anything in particular? Did Tillman do anything in
particular? He was just good at punching it out. He's just good at it. He's a vet. I mean, what is it, 10 years? I mean, he's just good at it.
Are you surprised that it was so easy for him to do that since you guys knew that that was what his strength was?
It was a little surprising. It caught a lot of us off guard, but we got to prepare better against that. We got to protect the ball better. That's part of our jobs on offense. So we definitely take the grunt.
Jared, you said earlier in the week you're sick of losing. You want to be the winner. Right? Is this like the boiling point here?
I wouldn't say it's the boiling point, but I mean, we've kind of put ourselves in bad situations all year. And right now, it's just, I don't know, you just got to overcome another one, you know?
Who's to blame here? Is this players? Is this coaches? What is this?
It's everybody. I mean, we're a team. You got to take it as a team. You got to take everything on the chin as a team. It's not one person's fault. Everybody had a part in what happened today and what's happened this year. You can't blame one person, so.
Jared, as far as you were concerned, any changes in game plan with respect to you after what went on this past week?
A little bit, not a whole lot. A little bit.
In terms of more attention, less attention?
Yeah. It was about equal.
You've heard a number of guys say not ready. Was there a hangover from that loss?
In terms to what?
Not ready to play today when it started.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was obvious, especially by like that second quarter. It's like, what are we doing? It was just kind of like, I don't know. I felt like we were in a dream, like this can't be happening type deal. We gave up 28 points in the first half. It's like,
how can you not be ready to play though?
How
can you not be ready to play for a game?
I mean, we should have been, but obviously we weren't today. I mean, it was obvious. We didn't come prepared to play. We didn't bring our A game, and we got to do better at that.
But you don't know how that happens? I mean, week after week?
Like I said, we all got to take the blame for this, and we're a team. We follow as a team, and we go on to Miami next week. Forget this on Monday and move on to the next one.
So does this team go for
the future? We can only go up.
What's the first step in fixing it?
Everybody. I mean, you just, like I said, you got to go back, watch the film. And every little thing has to be corrected. Forget about it. Learn from your mistakes and move on. That's the only way you can do it.
A lot of Bears fans out there today. Do you feel like
there was a lot.
The Titans have kind of given up on you guys already?
No, I don't want to say they're giving up. I mean, that's just how it is. The Bears, they travel well. There was just a lot of them in the stands.
How frustrating is it?